I mean, what do the Niners do well? What do they do well right now?
Wow.
Or what have they done well this season consistently? There's not a lot there. They've had stretches, of course.
And number one would be running the ball.
But is it now?
Man, I'm just looking at the end zone. McKivitz blocked his guy, number 56, on the interception in the end zone, Stoney. I mean, Purdy got hit, no excuses, but if you just watch that play, that would 56 took McKivitz to school, but it's just like, when's it going to get better?
Might not. Why would you think it's going to at this point?
Because your best, this, and we don't know when he's coming, but he was out there yesterday. Maybe he is the identity.
I don't think one guy is going to change this thing dramatically. I think the last caller's right. When you're not doing anything great, so if you improve in one area, you still got room to improve in all the other areas.
So again, because this is fascinating to me. I know y'all are good. Come on. Do you really think the Niners have a problem beating man coverage?
I think the Niners have a lot of problems.
But that one specifically. Well, you never were high on Ayuk Debo.
Of course.
Wow, man. Because it's starting to trickle down to Brock.
Well,
he's going to use it as an excuse or crutch, but, I mean, Stoney, at some point, somebody's going to take on that task of who are these interceptions on and why is he holding on to the ball. But all of a sudden now you pay $30 million to number 11 because you think highly of him. I'll leave that there. You got the Swiss Army knife and Debo Samuel who had a cold, and then you got George Kittle. So, I mean, all of a sudden all those, and even Pearsall, you know, even though he got in for a few snaps, so all those guys can't be man coverage. Like, I'm wondering how much of it is scheme.
Oh, now it's scheme.
I don't know.
I thought that's what Kyle did great.
But when you have these problems, you need to ask every question.
Well, I think two things.
Jerry Rice just told you they don't throw it outside the numbers. How long can you live like that? They've lived 5 years and gotten damn close. I'm just wondering.
So, I mean, the way I look at it is, you haven't been playing well this year, and now you're playing the Chiefs, who are the best team in the league. And there's two things. You're not as good as the Chiefs, and you haven't proven you can beat the Chiefs when you're healthy. Do you really think you're going to beat them without Hargrave, Ayuk, McCaffrey, Greenlaw, and Jennings? And no Debo. I forgot Debo.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not using that as an excuse, but sometimes when you look at it like that, you weren't going to win this game. You're going to win this game without one of the best running backs in the league, two of your receivers.
But you told me I couldn't go to that, though, and the people that were calling in, like, trying to use it as an excuse.
I'm just saying you got to play with the guys you have. And the guys they have aren't as good as the guys who are out.
I'm comfortable in saying this, so before you go to the phones, you tell me
if you want to say, look, we haven't had McCaffrey all year. Debo's missed a couple games. Kittle missed a game. We lost Hargrave. You can do that. That's fine.
I'm going to tell you what I want to do.
And they're 3-4. And so, okay, is this going to be one of those years like the year after the Super Bowl when they got hurt and they went 6-10? Maybe that's what we're looking at. This is too much to overcome. They don't have enough depth.
Well,
the quarterback's not good enough. The receivers aren't good enough. The offensive line is porous. Defensive line isn't as good as it's been in the years past. We all know the defensive secondary has questions. They got good linebackers, or at least they got a great one. I mean, are they really that good?
Well,
without the names, are they really that good? Like, what scares you about the Niners offense right now, with the guys they're putting out
nothing.
There?
Nothing.
Exactly.
And if I were you in your old days, Stoney, you tell me if this is fair, I mean it. I've been consistent during the offseason about the Niners' offense during the playoff run, 3 games. What if I told you if I had a pen right now, the title of my piece would be Brock Purdy hasn't played the same since the Baltimore game of last year. Would you say that's unfair? Since the Baltimore game on Christmas last year, I feel like the Purdy that the prior to that game, we're not getting this bang for our buck. And why are you laughing?
I'm not.
Oh.
I'm just smiling.
Spadoni. Shut up. All right, what'd I miss, guys? Come on. So that's too harsh.
You said something like if I gotta put a headline on it, and then you said 2 sentences, and Evan said, boy, that's a long headline. That's all. Let's
hey,
go.
You see, I can't.
Let's go to Lamont in Oakland.
Glad to be back.
What's going on, Lamont? How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Talk to us, Lamont. You sound down, man.
So here's the thing that was disheartening about this game to me was that you knew coming into the game that the Chiefs didn't have almost all their offensive weapons, receivers at least, right? And Pacheco was out, right? And then they lose Juju in the first
series.
Right? So you know that they're going to have to smash mouth this thing because they have no – who do they have? So they said, we're going to run the ball. And Tom Brady said this during the broadcast. I think it was important. He said – they were asking about the Chiefs running game, and he said the Niners need to put eight in the box and see what happens. Right? And so they never did that, though. Like, they stayed with what they did. And I know it might seem drastic to somebody, but the Chiefs weren't doing anything but running the ball. And then they threw it to Noah a couple of times, and Kelce had like 20 yards. There were no big plays. The Chiefs made no big plays. They got 5 yards, 4 yards, Kareem Hunt. But, and then, you know, Patrick made a couple of runs there. But the reality was, you knew they didn't have much. They had no weapons. Like, they didn't have anything. And then the defense knew that, but they still couldn't adjust. And they didn't try to put eight in the box and say, let's see if one of these third, fourth string players that Patrick's got to throw to can make a play. Let's put eight in the box and take away Hunt to see what can happen. They never did that. And like something that the caller said earlier, the arrogance of play calling, that is so true. Because in order to be a non-arrogant play caller, sometimes you have to admit, my plays aren't working. See, and so when you admit my plays aren't working, that's how you're able to adjust. But if you're arrogant and feel like no defense can take away what I'm doing, then you don't make the adjustment. And so what we see with Kyle sometimes is, you see what Andy Reid said, I don't have enough receivers. I can't do what I want to do. They're not going to allow me to do that because we don't have the talent. We got to do something else. And I think Shanahan is very smart. But the problem is he doesn't want to concede sometimes what he's seeing on the field, which is this is not working. And defensively, the same thing. Yes, we have some good linebackers. Our front seven is pretty good. But we're not stopping the run. They're holding on to the ball. We can't get them off the field. Let me try something else. But you, in order to try something else, you first have to concede that the thing you're doing is not working. And that's where the arrogance comes in. The best quarterback, best coaches adjust. In game, real time, this is not working. Maybe it'll work next week, but guess what? It's not working right now. I got to try to do something different. Chiefs did it yesterday. We saw it. They lost Juju. Let me do a reverse of Hardman. Hardman ain't been on the field all season. Let me do a reverse of Hardman. Let me try to do the let me hand the ball off. Let me put Carson Wentz in to do a freaking pitch to, I forgot who it was, Kareem. Like, they just tried everything because they knew what we usually have is not working, so we got to adjust to something now. The Niners do not do that. And it's because, and like I said, arrogant. I feel like Cal plays like he's got the same roster in front of him every game. And the reality is you don't. And sometimes other teams take away what you want to do. You have to concede that and say, let me try something else. If you don't try something else, you'll never be able to adjust. And you can't get the game. This game was in the balance. They could have won this game. Yeah.
Thanks, Lamont. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, and just think about what Lamont said, Stoney.
I don't think it was in the balance.
Do you understand, though, why Brock would have more pass attempts if both teams are, quote-unquote, injured and you lose Ayuk? Then just let's focus on that. Then Mahomes?
Well, because so Andy they were down 14-3, so they got down two scores. I'm just saying, maybe that's what Kyle would tell you.
I mean, you were up 3-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Here's the way I know. Here's the way I look at it, and maybe it's too simple, and maybe it's giving the 49ers an excuse. So, yeah, the Chiefs were missing receivers and a running back, right?
Yeah.
And the 49ers are missing receivers and a running back, right?
Gotcha.
Yeah, and they have Mahomes. End of story. Like, that's the those are games he wins.
And
they're just games he wins.
You're right, but you can't worry. You got to worry about your Mahomes in Brock Purdy.
Well, you don't have a Mahomes. That's why you only had 12 points in 3.5 quarters.
Okay, but maybe that's where the lesson is to be learned and why our guy just called wondering why Kyle wouldn't adjust. My thing is, why wouldn't you try to take the air out the ball a little more rather than have Purdy go Vinny Testaverde? Like, why didn't you run it more? Just a thought.
I don't think
you
they ran it well.
You averaged 4.2 yards a pop.
Yeah, I don't think they ran it
enough?
Yeah, I don't.
Just a thought. Like, I never in a million years would have thought Purdy would have attempted more passes in that game against Mahomes, against the best defense in the league.
Well, maybe they couldn't run the ball. They felt like they couldn't run the ball.
No, but that's Kyle may think he doesn't have his receiver. They don't have a man coverage problem.
Well, or maybe the reality of the situation is that they got down and he got impatient and he leaned too heavily on the pass, didn't run it enough. But I look at this as all a function.
It was 14-12. Like, they got, the game was there. They were within 2 points.
And then it got to 21-12.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying. Like,
you never had to abandon whatever you thought you wanted to, you set out to do in regard to offensive scheme. That's what I'm talking about.
Maybe they're not as good. Like, they can't run the ball like they have in the past because they don't have McCaffrey. They can't throw it like they have in the past because they don't have receivers. They can't get the protection they need because their offensive line isn't very good.